Kate, nice to talk
Hi.
With you.
Nice to talk to you. You're in Bangor. I love Bangor. I was just there a couple years ago.
Nice.
Doing a Stephen King thing with the KingCast guys called A Banger in Bangor.
Yes, I remember that. Oh, that's fabulous. Well,
that was great.
I knew this was going to be a good movie because Steve has been talking about it so much, both online and then ran to him at our station Christmas party back a few months ago, and he was talking about how good it was. And he was right. I watched it last night, and man, I was blown away. And it's the best kind of movie because it's one of those that I'm going to be thinking about for a long time.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm so excited for this movie to go out into the world. It's in limited theaters today, and a week from now it goes wide. And I just can't wait to hear what people think and what it makes them feel. I think it's the type of movie that everyone's going to want to talk about.
And I had not read the short story, so I went in blind. And oh, my word. And the way it's structured is brilliant. I had no idea at first what was going on. And then I sat back and got caught up in it. It was fabulous. So many wonderful details. The narration by Nick Offerman is so fabulous.
Isn't he fabulous? His voice, he could just talk to me all day and I would listen.
And your scene with young Chuck, oh my word. As a teacher, I'm a public school teacher, and to watch that scene, that was just magic.
Oh, first of all, thank you for your service. I think teachers are so important. And in this scene as well, you know, Miss Richards, who's the character I play, she becomes that one teacher that is hugely influential in Chuck's life, that we, you know, we all have these teachers that we remember who expanded our universe. And I hope when people watch that, they remember those teachers in their lives and maybe reach out and send a thank you.
It's funny you bring that up. I wanted to ask if there was a teacher that had a big impact on you.
My second grade teacher was Mr. Saracen, and he was the first teacher that explained to me that the world was more than what I was seeing and feeling on any given day, that books can expand your mind, that math can expand your mind, and that learning is beautiful.
That you contain multitudes right in
multitudes,
here.
Multitudes, we all do.
Again, it's so terrific. It's so beautifully shot as well. Was it filmed, did I see, in the South?
That's right. We filmed in Fairhope, Alabama, which is also where I shot a movie called Hush. And Oculus was shot there. And Gerald's Game was shot nearby. And it was so great to return back to this community. It's just a beautiful coastal town in Alabama.
Well, and it's certainly a family enterprise as well. Your husband, Mike Flanagan, directed the film, but also an appearance by the youngest member of the family.
It's true. So we had all moved down there for the duration of filming. And one day Mike was looking at the wall, and on this wall in a director's office, they put all the pictures of the cast. And we were looking at Jacob Tremblay, and then we were looking at Benjamin Pajak, and we were looking at Tom Hiddleston. And Mike was trying to figure out who was going to play this role of youngest Chuck, which is Chuck at 7 years old, very brief scene. And Cody was sitting there playing with trains. And we look at Cody, and then we look at Benjamin, and we look at Cody, and we look at Jacob, we look at Cody, we look at Tom, and we go, oh, there it is. You can just see that face.
Boy, and all of the young men who played the various iterations of Chuck, they were all so terrific and so honest in their portrayals.
Benjamin, this was his first major film. He was a kid on Broadway, still does a lot of theater, but he ran that set like Mark Hamill, like he's been doing it for his whole life, his brief and wonderful life.
Mark Hamill was so great. And then to see Mia in there, oh my gosh, it was wonderful.
Isn't she radiant?
Oh.
It's so wonderful to see her back on screen. She brings such sunshine to that section of the movie.
Was it comfortable ground to be back in Stephen King territory?
Well, you know, Steve's such an incredible writer. Anytime you get to say those words that come out of his brain, it feels very safe, like a warm bath. With sharks in it sometimes.
We're talking with Kate Siegel. The Life of Chuck is out right now. Again, a great cast. The cinematography, phenomenal. The music, too, was just
perfect.
Oh, well,
the Newton brothers have been working with Mike Flanagan for a very long time, and I think they've outdone themselves on this. This is a soundtrack that I'm going to buy and listen to on my long walks or long drives.
This was a bit of a change of pace for you. You have made such a name for yourself in horror films, and there are, I guess, elements of horror. This film is tough to pin down to a specific genre, which I think is what makes it so good.
Well, like life, of course. Yeah. Over the course of a day, we're in a tragedy, a comedy, a romance, a horror. Everything is combined in this weird stew, and I think that's true of the film.
I say this to you and also to Mike as well. I'm sure I haven't recovered fully yet from the experience of watching The Haunting of Hill House on a plane.
Now,
I don't know why that would be a bad idea, but that was so claustrophobic. And I was about three episodes in thinking, well, we need to land. I need to get out and breathe fresh air. But what a phenomenal series that was.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, that's a wonderful show. You say claustrophobic, and you're right, because that family is being just crushed in on each other. Very emotionally claustrophobic.
What's it like? We know a lot of people who do this, but working with the person that you love, it's a different environment there. Do you become actor and director, or actor and screenwriter? Separate yourselves from the personal when you're on a job?
You know, I feel very lucky to be able to work with my husband and my friends. I think that's the goal, right? Make movies with your friends. But, you know, Mike and I have collaborated on every aspect of our life, and we don't try to make hard boundaries around it. Like, we don't pretend that we don't know each other as well as we do. But it is nice, because I'm the boss at home. So sometimes it is nice to hand the reins over at work and listen to him. I think that's part of what makes our marriage work.
I work with high school actors, and we always talk about doing comedy, and that you have to play it straight. You can't wink at the audience. And I feel like that rule applies to horror as well, that when it's done badly, you can see people acting. And when I watch you, I don't see that you're in the moment and it's honest and the reactions are genuine. And that's obviously hard to do when you've rehearsed, when you've shot it a bunch of times, but to me, that's what makes for terrific acting in any kind of genre.
Thank you. You know, I guess I'm always trying just to play the person and not, like you said, the joke. Don't play the joke and don't play the scared, because, you know, there's an old acting adage that if you cry, then the audience can't cry. And so you kind of have to set yourself up. Like, if I'm too scared, the audience can't get scared. And so you have to lead them to an emotion as opposed to feel your own emotions.
Well, I've appreciated your work. Oculus scared the bejesus out of me. it's tremendous. And this film, again, it's one that I want to watch again. And it's one that I'm already telling other people, boy, you've got to see this film, because it's dynamite. We had a full house here in town for a special preview showing a couple of nights ago that Stephen came to, and rave reviews from everybody.
Isn't that the dream? I'm so grateful for all the support he's given this movie. What a mensch, as they say.
Well, it's a wonderful film. Congratulations to you, to Mike, to everybody involved. And it's great to talk with you. We wish you success with The Life of Chuck and everything you do going forward.
Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.